Hey, it's Dr. John Terry, the Black Belt Leader, and welcome to this Black Belt Leadership Master Your Life podcast. How often do we find ourselves asking, of all the things I could be doing right now, why am I doing this? You know, it's in those aha moments that we realize we wasted 30 minutes or 3 hours mindlessly scrolling through social media. Or maybe it's binge watching Netflix or Amazon Prime, and all of a sudden we realized we've lost half a day. Or maybe it's glancing at your watch after meeting a friend for lunch and realizing you're 2 hours late getting back to the office and you just missed two important meetings. Yeah, we know there's important things we should be doing, but how often do we allow ourselves to get distracted, sidetracked, and detoured? Probably more than we're willing to admit. But why is it that we get distracted? It's a lack of situational awareness. Now, an integral part of the martial arts training that I've taught for years as a school owner and instructor before selling my schools was situational awareness. What is that? Being conscious of where you are, what you're doing, and what's going on around you. When I was teaching self-defense workshops across the country and around the world, I referred to this as living in the moment. When I'm in a women's group or I'm meeting on a college campus and I'm teaching young girls rape and assault prevention, I spend a lot of time in those training moments talking about situational awareness because it could literally save those ladies' lives. Why? Predators like sharks are opportunists. And when these ladies were distracted, unaware of what's going on around them, oblivious to where they were, what they're doing, and who is circling around, they were much more likely to become the target of a predator because they were easy prey. But when I would share with them and teach them how to be alert and aware and not to put themselves in situations where they may be more likely to be victimized, they were taking themselves out of the equation of becoming the target of a predator. Now, Black Belt leaders understand the importance of situational awareness and how you and I, how we live our lives every day. You understand that if you're not consciously aware of what you're doing and why, it's easy to get lost in the minutiae of the day and allow your life to become hijacked by what is trivial, menial, the distractors and the time wasters that rob you and I of our productivity. You know, by some counts, and I've shared it in prior podcasts, up to 95% of our day is spent living life unaware. The vast majority of people live life on autopilot, mindlessly going through the motions, living average, mediocre, lackluster lives, and they allow themselves to be distracted by anything and everything, and then they wonder why they never get ahead. It's a sad place to be, but far too many people choose to live their lives there by default. Now, the opening question I posed of all the things I could be doing, why am I doing this at this moment? It's a good place and a good question to ask yourself at the start of your day. It's a question highly productive, highly successful people ask themselves each morning, but they ask it with a very specific outcome in mind. They ask it this way: of all the things I could be doing, what are the three most important things I need to be doing right now to move me toward my goals and my objectives? Now, that is a great situational question to pose because you're being purposeful both in the question and the answer that follows. The question itself requires that you remind yourself of where you're going, and you're now identifying the next three specific steps that you need to take to move you closer to that goal, that objective, or that definition. In my book, Black Belt Leadership 101, I talk about accountability. It's the third character quality that you've got to embody to be a black belt leader in life. This question of all the things I could be doing, what are the three most important things I need to be doing right now to move me forward? That question is an intentional question about where you're going. It then requires that you be accountable to the action steps necessary to move you forward when you answer that question. It moves you from living life by default to living life on purpose, for a purpose, every minute of the day. Carrie Lorenz was the U.S. Navy's first female F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot. In the introduction to her book, Fearless Leadership, she shares an incredible story of landing her F-14 on an aircraft carrier in pitch black darkness on a stormy night. The carrier, this massive ship, was pitching up and down like a toy in a bathtub. She was battling the elements in this storm, dealing with her own fears, trying to successfully slam her plane onto this pitching carrier, hoping that that plane would snatch a cable with her tail hook, even as this aircraft carrier was pitching up and down several feet, and the wind was turning the carrier sideways even as she approached. This story that she shared epitomizes situational awareness. It is a poignant example of living in the moment as we define it in the martial arts world. She could not allow the distraction of the moment to take her away from what needed to happen next, because distraction in the moment meant for Carrie that she would miss the carrier and crash into the ocean at a time that rescue would be near to impossible. Now, you may not be facing a life critical moment, a life or death moment like having to land an F-14 in pitch black darkness on an aircraft carrier that's moving up and down several feet and turning away from you. But as a leader, you and I, we still have to be living in the moment, situationally aware of what we're doing, why we're doing it, or we may miss our moment to lead. Now, this requires that you and I, that we live our lives on purpose, that we are aware of our surroundings and consciously aware of what we're thinking, what we're doing, and what we're saying, because this is how leaders lead. Psychiatrist Carl Jung said it well when he said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Now, as I've shared in prior articles, the brain loves the familiar. And it requires very little energy to do the same thing the same way every day, over and over and over, so much so we end up living much of our lives by default. Think about it. Eating, dressing, bathing, walking, driving, working. We've done those things for so long, our brain has turned those behaviors into habits, making it far too easy to live life on autopilot by default without even being consciously aware of what we're saying, doing, or becoming. And if you want to be a black belt leader in life, this is not how you reach and achieve your full potential by living life by default. Allison Levine, who's climbed some of the world's tallest mountains, says that on the mountain, complacency kills. The same applies in a self-defense or a combat scenario. When you're not living in the moment, consciously aware of where you are, what you're doing, what's around you, and how you might respond to a threat, you are in danger. And the same is true in life. If you and I, if we choose to settle for status quo, that's all we're ever going to get. We've essentially killed our opportunity to learn, to accomplish, and to become more. Now, black belt leaders regularly examine their habits, replacing those that don't serve them well with habits that do. It's how high-performance, success-driven people get more done in less time by remaining conscious in the moment and not letting themselves get distracted. These black belt leaders regularly inventory the distractors in their lives, those things that can steal precious time away from their day, knowing they're never going to get that time back. They prioritize their day so they, number one, get essential things done first. Number two, the important things get done second. And number three, everything else gets prioritized after that. They're living life on purpose for a purpose, and they do it every single day. So what about you? Of all the things you could be doing right now, how is what you're doing at this moment, aside from listening to this podcast, moving you forward towards accomplishing your goals, your dreams, or your objectives? It's a great question to ask yourself, to be intentional in the asking all throughout the day. Ask it enough times and you're going to ingrain that question as a habitual success thought that will guide your decision-making process throughout each day for the rest of your life. Of all the things I could be doing, what are the three most important things I need to be doing right now to move me towards my goals and my objectives? Let me repeat that one more time. Of all the things I could be doing, what are the three most important things I need to be doing right now to to move me toward my goals and my objectives. So remember this. More importantly, write it down. And understand, successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do sometimes or not at all. So here's my question. How much success do you want? And what are you willing to do daily to accomplish that in your life? It's a question only you can answer, so answer it well. Of all the things you could be doing, what are the three most important things you need to be doing right now to move you towards your goals and objectives? I'm John Terry, the Black Belt Leader. Thanks for joining me for this Black Belt Leadership Master Your Life podcast. Have a great day.